Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through the season of Lent, or like we like to call it here, Relent. And we're going to keep talking about this issue of control and how we can surrender or relent our control. Romans 8, 12 and 13. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, but if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So the old writers used to call it mortification of the flesh. Sounds kind of, well, kind of sounds mortifying, doesn't it? That's what the theological writers of old called what Paul presents in today's passage. These writers understood the spiritual battle, the old life ruled by the sinful nature versus the new life ruled by the Spirit. So mortifying the flesh meant to put it down, to bring it under control, or in Paul's words, put it to death. The writers well understood that this was not a one-time mortification, a one-time putting to death. As long as we live in the human form, we will be putting to death the misdeeds of the body over and over again. So here's the question. How does one mortify the flesh? Well, two things. First, we must live by the Spirit. This means we have to submit to the Spirit's control. Our prayer at the beginning of every day is, Lord, by your Spirit, please control my thoughts and my words and my emotions and my actions. Before a difficult meeting, we pray, Lord, on my own, I know my emotions are going to get out of hand. Please keep them in check. After a long day, as we pull in the driveway of our home, we pray, Lord, I am tired and I'm vulnerable to being short and rude and not engaging, but I don't want to do that with my family, so please take over my words and actions. Do you get the point? Pray for the Spirit's control in every situation. Here's the second thing. Use common sense to stay away from things that tempt you. If you're an alcoholic, you're foolish to hang out at a bar. Why would you do that? If you are susceptible to pornography, you don't surf the net alone or surf the net, period. Take common sense steps to keep yourself away from those situations. If you have a problem with anger, take a walk by yourself when you feel the temptation rising. If you have a problem with gossip, don't have gossipers as friends. You can make the spiritual life as mystical as you want to make it, but here it is. Growth comes down to two things, the Spirit's control and common sense. It's that simple. And it's that hard. Father, by your Spirit, control me today. Control my words, my actions, my thoughts, my emotions. Give me the common sense to know what to stay away from. Today, I want to be both spiritual and practical for Christ's sake. I pray in his name. Amen.